And now, get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Vic and Sade. Vic and Sade, written by Paul Reimer, is brought to you each weekday by the makers of Crisco. But first, Crisco brings you your ration pointer for the day. Now, today's ration pointer from the Crisco kitchen is on planning meals. With a hearty meat dish for dinner, you can afford to go light on dessert. Have fresh fruit or some delicious Crisco cookies. But when your main dish is not quite so filling, plan on a dessert that fills up the chinks in your family's appetite. A Crisco layer cake that's rich and filling. Devil's food, maybe. Or butterscotch cream pie with a golden brown Crisco crust. And say, did you know that Crisco is the only shortening you need for all your cooking? Well, that's a fact. Crisco is pure and all vegetable. You can't buy a finer quality shortening. And yet Crisco costs no more in points than the cheapest fat at your store. Now, having Crisco on hand means that you need only two fats, ladies. Butter for the table and Crisco for every cooking purpose. And what's more, you need Crisco to get variety into the meals you cook. To make your ration foods more appetizing, think of the casserole dishes you can make with flaky golden brown Crisco pie crust. And the delicious Crisco sauces and gravies that do wonders with leftover meats. And hey, what about those crisp golden brown Crisco fried foods? Glazed carrots, fried eggplant, hashed brown potatoes. Oh, boy. It makes you hungry just thinking about them, doesn't it? Light and crisp. Easy for the whole family to digest. You know, these days when so many foods are rationed, your family needs plenty of good Crisco cooking. Yep, because every bit of Crisco you use adds extra energy to the meals you serve. Now, don't forget that, will you? Remember that the 5 points you use for a pound of Crisco help all the rest of your red ration points go further. Add extra energy and variety to all your cooking. And now, back to Vic and Sade. Well, sir, the evening meal has been over only a little while as we enter the small house halfway up on the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Good. Vic is established in his easy chair with a newspaper, while Sade, who has just returned from a brief call on her friend Dottie Brainfeeble next door, hovers near the davenport and says eagerly,
"You're not doing anything but reading that old newspaper, are you?"
"I wouldn't call it an old newspaper. Fresh off the press, costing 3 cents or less. It beguiles the time, rings an answering chime. Makes me happy and gay through the entire day. Here's an item you like, advertising the bike. And a piece about cheese that is quite sure to please."
I see you're in good humor anyway. Well, that's fine. You won't give me any argument.
What do you want me to do?"
"Throw your newspaper off to one side and come with me."
"Where?"
"Chuck and Dottie's."
"Oh.
Come on."
"What's the idea?"
"You'll see."
"I'm a fun-loving boy, Dr. Sleech, and I love gay pranks and all this and that, but let's not allow the impish spirit of whimsy to turn our...
"No, on your feet, on your feet."
"What's going on over at Chuck and Dottie's?"
"You'll see, you'll see."
"Oh, boy."
"That's the fella.
Only just got settled with my newspaper. Only just composed myself to an hour or so of quiet."
"That's grand. You got your shoes on?"
"I hadn't taken them off."
"Here we go, then."
"What's Forever saying we're going to cut down on this constant running back and forth of Brainfeeble? Holy smokes, either we're in their laps or they're in our laps every half
minute."
"Oh,
we'll only stay 5 minutes."
"Well, what's the excitement?"
"Dottie's got another new dress."
"Huh?"
Come on, we're on our way."
"Dottie's got another new dress."
"Open the screen door. We won't have to bother locking up the house. We can glance over every once in a while to check up on robbers. Anyway, it'll be lovely daylight for an hour yet. Open the screen door."
"You're dragging me over to Brainfield to see a lame brain dress?"
"That's it. Come on, Mr. Thundercloud."
"What do I permit myself to be led around by the nose on silly dodges and pretexts?" "We have fun, don't we, wife?"
"Let's not walk clear around by the sidewalk. Let's cut across the lawn just this once. Hardly any grass yet anyway to speak of."
"Anything to get there in a hurry. I haven't seen good old Chuck and Duddy for maybe an hour and a half."
"Oh, you got all evening to hide your head behind your newspaper. Let's walk faster.
I'm getting frantic to see darling Chuck and Duddy."
"I'll tell you something to make you feel good, Vic."
"I'm good looking."
"Dottie bought her new dress mainly on account of you."
"What are you talking about?"
"Well, remember the other day when she came over in her new spring outfit?"
"Yeah."
"You were so sweet and wonderful and admiring and grand with the way you acted and the things you said. Dottie was just overwhelmed."
"Yeah."
"Overwhelmed with delight. She bought another dress this afternoon, and I bet my red dime she done it because she was so happy and encouraged by the things you told her about her spring outfit."
"Oh, yeah."
"Here we are. Now, see if you can be as nice and sweet and admiring and convincing as you were the other day. Anybody at home in this house, people?"
"Hello, who's that, the garbage man?"
"Hi, Chuck."
"Come in, we're just about to barbecue a big Wrigley there."
"Open the door, it's unhooked."
Here we are again, Chuck. Have I changed much in appearance since we saw me last?
Red-hot greetings and feverish salutations. Stay away from the guy wires, please, or the daring performer may lose his life. Sit down, friends. Professor Armbruster will entertain you with a banjo solo. How are you, Mrs. McChook? I thought I saw you about 3 minutes ago.
You did. I brought my husband back with me.
He's not very pretty.
No, he's not. But I want him to see Dottie's new dress.
Oh, Dot!
Is she upstairs putting on her new dress?
Search me. I'm only here to keep the small boys maping the monkeys and monkeying with the apes. Ha, ha, ha,
ha.
There's two plain clothes men from headquarters here to see you.
Hello up there.
Well, Kettle.
What you doing?
Just printing.
Oh, where are you dressed down here? I got somebody that wants to admire you.
Hello, Daddy.
Oh, are you down there, Vic?
His brother, ain't?
Hurry along, lady.
All right.
I was talking with the Duke downtown today that was celebrating
his... I just had to bring Vic over to see Dottie's new dress.
Uh-huh.
Vic makes her feel so good about her clothes.
Oh, is that a fact?
Didn't she tell you what Vic said about her spring outfit?
She may have. She tells me so
many
things.
Oh, I bet she did. Why, he made her feel like $1 million about her spring outfit.
Uh-huh.
And I dragged him over so he could make her feel like $1 million about her dress.
Uh-huh. Now, Vic, I got talking with this nitwit downtown this afternoon. He gave me a bunch of axle grease
hey,
about...
Hey, what's this, Chuck?
Huh?
What's all this on the library table?
Oh, just a bunch of junk. This Duke downtown...
Just a bunch of junk
I unpacked after supper this evening. Dottie and I still got several crates of odds and ends we haven't unpacked.
Dueling pistols?
Yeah, them are dueling pistols. I picked them up years ago and...
Real dueling pistols.
Oh, they're not loaded, are they, Chuck?
No. I picked them up
well, and... handled, by George. Where'd you get them?
I got them one time when I was on a trip to Duluth, Minnesota. I was a young Duke, and junk like that appealed to me. On that same trip, I bought a nitwit tent and lame-brained lasso and a numbskull saddle.
They're wonderful guns.
They're not bad. Here, give them to me once.
No, let me. Say, look at me. I'm a desperado from the plains. I'm going
to
shoot up...
The way to handle two pistols, Beck, is to hold them loose.
No way. Say, look what a terrible desperado I am. See, I'm way out in the cactus and sagebrush. I'm completely surrounded by Indians. I'll save one bullet for myself. What's this? A rattlesnake. Bing, bing, bing. You're dead, you reptile.
What's the matter with this, Duke, say?
Who is this on the pinto pony? Why, it's my deadly enemy, the man who's sworn to murder me in cold blood. It's bad Bert Bitters. I better be quick on the draw. Stand back, Bert. Bing, bing, bing. I got him, by George. Now I'll handle the Indians.
Does he play cowboy like this at home, say?
No, Chuck, with a brace of revolvers like this excites me.
Uh-huh.
Look, Chuck, you're Killer Kennedy from Pike, Arkansas. Yeah, come on. Be Killer Kennedy from Pike, Arkansas.
I don't want to play.
Bang, city.
Don't point that thing at me.
Oh, they're beauty.
Set me back some dough. I don't know why I bought the half-wit guns. Guess I had some moolah that was running my pocket.
They are beauties.
Stop pointing them revolvers at people, Vic.
Yeah, it's the empty firearm that does the damage.
I'm Two-Gun Tom, the pearl-handled bad man from Bixby Junction.
Oh, hurry, lady.
Is Vic still there?
Sure, he can't wait to see you.
I started to tell you about this numbskull Duke I was chinning with downtown. He didn't have any more sense than to claim he would...
Why, for Pete's sake, it's a cowboy hat. Chuck owns a cowboy hat.
I picked that up one time when I was traveling.
Can I try it on?
Sure.
I'm going to try it on, Sage. I'm going to try it on. Watch, Sage.
Funny thing about that cowboy hat. I happened to look in a store window there.
I didn't know you owned stuff like this, Chuck.
Oh, I got junk packed away till who hung the cat?
Here I come.
Look at me. It fits. Chuck, I didn't know we could wear the same size hat. Sage, look at me.
Hey, now, don't everybody titter.
Vic, here's Dottie.
Bing, bing, bing. Look at me. Cowboy hat and pearl-handled revolver. Bing, bing, bing. By Julia.
Vic, here's Dottie. She's got on her new dress. Put that stuff down.
Oh, Vic. You have to stick up for me. If Kettle and Chuck don't like this dress, you
what,
have to...
What, the gloves, Chuck?
Yeah, them are like gloves. I bought them the same time I
bought...
Why, lady. Look at the baby doll.
Oh, Dottie, you look wonderful.
Oh, I'm fat.
No.
I'm fat.
You stack up. Okay, Dottie.
Vic, are they making fun of me? You're the one that sticks out for me.
Look, gauntlet gloves. Regular cowboy gauntlet gloves. With fringe.
Vic, Dottie's here.
Hello, Dottie. Hey, why didn't you ever tell me this big slob of a Chuck owned dueling pistols and cowboy hat and gauntlet gloves?
Oh, that's just old stuff we've had for ages. Chuck doesn't pack it this evening. I told
him... Bing, bing, bing. You're dead, Dottie. I'm on the prairie, see? I know there's 500 Redskins lying in ambush behind the mountain, see? So I... Bing, bing, bing!
Hey, put that stuff down. Here's Dottie. In her new dress you come over to see.
Oh, Vic will pick up for me.
No fooling, Dot. That's a mighty cute get-up.
It certainly is. Turn around once, lady.
Oh, I'm fat.
No, you're not.
Oh, I'm fat. Dick. You haven't said what you...
Not chaps, Chuck.
Huh?
This folded up business here isn't leather chaps, is it?
Sure. I bought the darn things one
Can
time
I
when
fold
I...
them?
Oh, Vic, for mercy's sake, we come over here...
Leather chaps, Dave. You pull them on over your pants.
Will you look at Dottie?
Boy.
Yes, Vic. You haven't paid me the slightest bit of attention. Isn't that a perfectly beautiful dress?
Sure is.
Oh, I'm fast.
Yeah.
I look fast?
Uh-huh. Mighty nice yellow dress.
It's not yellow. It's fawn.
Bing, bing, bing.
I got you. Put them revolvers down, Dick.
Give them to me, sir.
No, I'm going to put on the chaps.
What for?
Well, you don't hurt if I put on the chaps, does it?
No, but Thunder, you act like somebody...
Well, I'm not going to steal them. You're not using them. I'll just slip on the chaps, gauntlet gloves, and the cowboy hat, and flourish the dueling pistols and
What's
show you
the
how
matter,
to...
What's the matter, Dottie? Nothing. Where are you going?
No, please.
Oh, wait a minute, Dottie.
I'm going upstairs.
Oh, wait a minute.
I'm all right.
Dottie, listen.
You got any other stuff, Chuck?
Now you done it.
How do you mean?
Dottie's crying.
Who is she?
She ran upstairs.
You easy?
All your fault.
Yeah. Got any other stuff, Chuck? You got any other cowboy stuff?
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. And don't forget to listen to Chris Goes, Vic, and Save the next time. This is Ed Roberts speaking.
There are two kinds of friends. One sympathizes. The other kind sympathizes, then suggests what to do. Now, we know you have to wash dishes. No, it's no fun. Sure, it's monotonous. But it has to be done.
And we know dishes can be tough on your hands.
We're asking you, do you use a strong wash day soap for dishes?
Then we sympathize. We know what it's probably done to your hands. Left them red and coarse looking.
We sympathize, but we don't stop there. We'll suggest what to do. And it's easy and quick.
Change to Ivory soap for dishes. In 12 days, your hands will look smoother and softer and whiter.
Because Ivory soap is gentle, pure. Because Ivory is baby's beauty soap.
Because no soap is purer nor gentler to your hands. And Ivory's cost is trifling, about a penny a day.
We've sympathized and meant it.
We've told you what to do.
Change to Velvet Suds Ivory soap for dishes. You'll have lovelier hands in 12 days.
You try it.
This program came to you from Chicago and New York. This is the National Broadcasting Company.